so many people believe in Jesus. In fact, the stats tell us that fully 2.2 billion people on planet Earth today would call themselves Christians. But by far the majority of those have what could best be described as a lukewarm relationship with Jesus. Now, we might think that that's better than nothing. Question: what does Jesus think? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called There's a Knock at the Door. It's so exciting to be with you again at the beginning of a new week, a fresh start, a fresh week, and a new series of messages that we're kicking off today. But before we get going, I want to tell you what led me to this point of kicking off this new series. One of the things that I've done many, many times in churches around the place is to stand up front, either leading worship or preaching. And one of the things I've noticed, especially, let me say, as people are supposedly worshiping God, is, what are the words, a lack of engagement. You look around at the sea of faces, and you can see people's minds wandering, people being distracted by who's walking in late behind them, people looking at their watch, or, well, you can just tell they're not there, blankly staring into space. Okay, their lips might be moving, sure, but the last thing they're doing is worshiping God. Now, I don't care whether you're someone who believes passionately in Jesus, or maybe you're not in that place at the moment. Maybe you'd call yourself more an agnostic or an atheist. Irrespective of where we're at, if we wandered into a church amongst people who profess to believe in this amazing God, we'd all expect them to be sincere about it, wouldn't we? I mean, we would. But a good many people aren't. They go to church out of, I don't know, a sense of obligation perhaps, or maybe it's a habit. It blows my mind. And that's what led me to this series of messages. This series is called, Hey, There's a Knock at the Door. And that's a phrase that comes straight out of the book of Revelation in the New Testament, as Jesus is speaking to a church where the people are lukewarm towards him. Now, we might think, well, you know, at least they're lukewarm. That's better than ice cold, right? Have a listen to Jesus' take on it. Revelation chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I'm rich, I've prospered, I don't need anything. But you don't realize that you're wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. So I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white robes to clothe you and keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and a salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear to what the Spirit is saying to the churches listen. So, this idea that lukewarm is better than cold is so far from the truth. Jesus wishes we were either cold or hot. Have you ever drunk a lukewarm cup of tea or coffee? It's disgusting. What you want to do is spit it out. And see, the thing doesn't start with the church so much. This thing starts in our hearts. You and I, we're hot or we're lukewarm or we're cold when it comes to this Jesus, this God who loves us with a love that would have Jesus nailed to a cross for you and for me. Nothing, absolutely nothing lukewarm about God's love for you and me. God is passionate about you and me. And yet it's so easy for us to live a lukewarm life. Just recently, I had to fill out a census form here in Australia as we have a national census. I mean, I think we do it every 5 years or so. They ask you all sorts of questions, and one of the things they ask is your religion. So you can tick different Christian denominations or boxes for other religions, or you can tick a box for no religion at all. Last census, almost two-thirds of us ticked a box for a Christian religion. And yet only 10% of us are regularly part of a church. Hang on, two-thirds, 10%. So at least over 50% of the nation are probably lukewarm Christians. Probably more, because there are plenty of lukewarm Christians in churches as well. Okay, that's a broad generalisation, but you're getting my point, right? By far, the vast majority of people who would call themselves Christian are not committed followers of Jesus Christ. By far, the majority of people who would call themselves Christian are not part of a dynamic, vital faith community. By far, the vast majority of people who would call themselves Christian have anything but an intimate relationship with Jesus himself. Hello? I'm sorry if I'm getting in your face here. I'm sorry if this has you squirming a bit in your seat. But this passage that I've just read before, this passage of Jesus talking about a bunch of lukewarm Christians, is bound to make us squirm just a little in our seats if we happen to be a lukewarm Christian. Anyone who kind of believes in this Jesus as a bit of an insurance policy, just in case there is a heaven, just in case there is a hell, anyone who kind of believes in this Jesus but has him, I don't know, at arm's length, anyone who goes through the motions, who plays out the religious rituals at church every Sunday but doesn't have a relationship with Jesus, anyone who's in that place is bound to squirm just a little. That's good. You know what? I think that's what Jesus is looking for, because today, if you're in that place, the last thing I'm here to do is to criticize you or condemn you, because you know something? I spent a huge part of my life in that place as well. I know it really well. And the longer I stayed in that place, the less certain I even became that there was a God who'd sent his son to this earth to die on a cross to pay for my sins. So if you're one of the people who's squirming a bit, wondering whether you really are a Christian, wondering whether Jesus would consider you hot or cold, or worse still, lukewarm, then this is especially for you. Today, there's a knock at the door, a knock at the door of your heart. Today, as we spend these few minutes together, I believe Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart and asking you, hey, where are you at? Today, I believe Jesus is calling you to open your heart to him. And I remember when he first came knocking on the door of my heart, it was a shock. You know those knock-knock jokes? Knock-knock, who's there? And that's kind of how it felt. Hang on, someone or something is knocking on the door of my heart. I had this sense that God was touching me, that God was speaking to me, that God wanted to fellowship with me. And it was such a weird feeling. It was like, what's this? What's going on here? Who's there? It was an unsettling feeling. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, as I speak these words, there is many a man and woman and child listening who has the same unsettling thing happening inside them right now. That's because Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. He doesn't want you to be lukewarm anymore. He wants something so much more, so much better for you, here and now, for the rest of your life and for all eternity. Now, I can speak the words, but I can't touch your heart. Only he can do that. And that's what he may well be doing right now in your life. Our first reaction is to recoil. But tomorrow on the program, we're going to see that the last thing you and I need to do is to pull back. Because he hasn't come to condemn us. He hasn't come to beat us over the head. He hasn't come to punish us. He's come out of his great love to save us and to fellowship with us and to spend eternity with us. Is that God wants to have a deep, intimate, personal relationship with you, a relationship to bring you his peace, his joy, and his power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called The Change You've Been Looking For, full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live the new life that Jesus wants to give you. In fact, each chapter finishes off with some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word into the realities of your life. To request your copy, stop by at our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.